Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting of February 10th, 2015 to order. First thing we need the agenda approval, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I've got a couple of recommended amendments today. We can delete approval of minutes. Under Jewel Gibbons, project engineer, we can delete item number 2, pump station 33 and forced main upgrades. And we can delete executive session personnel and possible action on executive session items.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. There were no minutes. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We do have a letter from Lewis Public Library, and it was addressed to Ms. Deaver. Dear Councilperson Deaver, on behalf of the staff and commissioners of Lewis Public Library, thank you so much for all your hard work on behalf of the independents and the resulting grants from the surplus of FY14 county funds. And it goes on discussing what they are doing and their thanks. And it is signed by the president, is it Ms. Healy? Yes, thank you.
Becky Healy.
Any correspondence from council?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Guy, any public comments? Okay, sir, bring them forward, please. Thank you, sir. Paul Rieger.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yesterday I was on the internet, I saw an article on the Cape Gazette about how a developer had forgot to put sidewalks in. And I just like to read something that I read in there. I'm just reading off of the article. Commission President Bob Wheatley called the issue a quagmire. He said it's important that the commission assures people that who purchase lots and homes in the community received what they bargained for, concerned that they are not forcing something onto them they don't want, he said. The commission voted to defer on a vote to request to allow time to review audio and records from the public hearing, make a site visit, allow the developer to submit a drawing of the walk and path and other changes made to the site. This part. Wheatley said Sussex County should adopt a sidewalk ordinance. We need to make it clear to come up with rules about this. We're going to have more of this. We need to ask the county council to do some ordinance work on this, he said. My question is with the ordinances and as much work with even sidewalks, having an issue like that come up in a development on sidewalks at 2015 seems a little ridiculous coming in a development. It just shows that from minor things to major things, the ordinances in the county should be addressed to help out the residents. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer, talking about the code. Have any of you actually sat down and read the code? I don't think so. But y'all ought to be required to actually read it because it's so pathetically stupid. In one section, you're allowed to have something. The next section says, oh, you're allowed to have everything in that section, but now you have to have conditional use. Well, then the conditional use is placed on somebody for a period so that if they go out of business more than 2 years, it reverts back to the original zoning. Mm-hmm. Well, how stupid is it that in order to have conditional use for a graveyard, the most permanent thing there is?
Councilman Todd Lawson, County Minister's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Two items today for the County Administrator's Report, February 10th, 2015. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County Conference Planning Subcommittee will meet on Tuesday, February 17th at 10 a.m. at Easter Seals, 222317 DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. During the meeting, the committee will discuss planning for its annual conference in October. Item number two, Attached, please find the call statistics for the Fire and Ambulance Call Board for January 2015. There were 13,217 total calls handled for the month of January. Of those 911 calls, 75% were made from wireless phones. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. We're going to jump down here. Is Jewel Gibbons here? Wait a minute. There's a possibility she's coming in the back door. Here she comes. Come right on up. From Station 22 Modifications.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The one item I have is the balancing change order for Pump Station 22. A contract 14-07. And this is a balancing change order, which increases the contract amount by $6,385.26. In the course of the construction, these maintenance items, which are indicated by the change order, were not a part of the initial scope of work, but during the course of construction, these items were identified as being ones that could be updated for the betterment of the pump station. And those items specifically were patches to leaks in the wet well, the addition of a breaker panel, and the upgrades to the pumps. And again, the increase in the change order is $6,385.26.
Do you have a motion?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the balancing change order for contract number 14-07, pump station 22 modifications be approved, which increases the contract amount by $6,385.26 for a new total of $433,725.26, and that substantial completion be granted effective December 19, 2014. And any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll introduce it. I would have a question about it.
You'll make the motion to.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Motion,
sure.
Mrs. Deaver.
I do have a question.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Thank you. It's all the way it should be. Thank you, Mr. President. I just was wondering what precipitated this. Was there some problem that this had to be done, or what? What was it?
The
overall reason for that.
For the changes?
Yeah, Mr. Izzo's here.
This is part of a program we've been working on. As you know, we have about 460 wastewater pumping stations.
Right.
Some of the older pump stations that were built in the 70s, we actually had a concrete well that collected the wastewater,
mm-hmm.
and we had a separate well was dry,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
where we had the pumps located in the dry well.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
over time, due to our environment being exposed to salt air, we actually found that the pumps were better preserved when they stayed inundated in the wastewater than when they were exposed to the air. So
mm-hmm.
we still have about maybe six more of these stations that are wet well, dry well. And what we're doing is basically picking the pumps up and moving them from the dry well
into the wet well
where they're better preserved.
Okay. Glad you have that answer to that problem.
Any more questions of council? I'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obviously, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Julie Cooper.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here for a final balancing change order and substantial completion for the Oak Crest Farms revised stormwater management phase one.
Can I say I'm glad to see you back?
Thank you.
I hope you're feeling well.
It's a long haul.
Thank you.
The Oak Crest Farms revised stormwater management phase one included realignment of the existing stormwater management pond sea outfall to eliminate Beaver Dam Road flooding and clearing and regrading of stormwater pond A to increase storage volume, the replacement of pond A and pond B outlet control structures for improved stormwater management and related work. project was awarded to Melvin L. Joseph Construction Incorporated of Georgetown, Delaware at the bid amount of $252,817. Substantial completion was achieved on December 8, 2014. During the course of construction, the Delaware Department of Transportation asked for some additional work in the Hopkins Road right-of-way to relieve an adjacent flooding problem. And also upon excavation, two existing pipes in Pond A, which had to be connected to, were found to be higher than was originally thought, requiring the adjustment of two drainage structures and the regrading of one swale. It was critical to make these adjustments in order that the pond function correctly and to prevent flooding near the adjacent residential properties. The final balancing of work items resulted in a $133.50 credit balance in the total cost of the work, and this is detailed in the attached sheet. So this summary and the attached sheet were in your packet.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved based upon recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective December 8, 2014, to Melvin L. Joseph Construction Company, Incorporated of Georgetown, Delaware, for Sussex County Project 14-01, Oakcrest Farms Revised Stormwater Management Phase 1, and further that balancing change order number 1 be approved in the credit amount of $133.50, thereby decreasing the contract amount from $252,817 to $252,683.50. And that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on this motion?
I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
The major work, it's be, I know you're saying there's a refund or with we owe less money than we thought. Who's paying for the major work there? That's a very well-known community.
Of this project?
Yes.
In particular?
Who's paying to fix it?
It came from a letter of credit that the county redeemed. Is that the correct proper word? From
Great.
The developer.
I'm very happy to hear that. Thank you. Thank you.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll move right along here. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have one grant for your consideration. Coverdale Crossroads Community Council is requesting $888 to help with the operational cost of their after-school mentoring program. They are a nonprofit organization that serves a low-income community. Their mission is to improve the quality of life for their residents. Last grant received was $1,300, which was $1,000 for Mr. Wilson and $300 for Mr. Phillips for playground equipment. And again, they are requesting $888.
I think we've had some history on that.
Mr. Wilson had placed it on the agenda.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
Mm-hmm. I make a motion. They've accepted.
$888 out of your account. Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
To grant $888 from Mr. Wilson's council bank account to the Coverdale Crossroads Community Council for after-school programs,
mm-hmm.
facility expenses. Questions on the motion?
No, I think it's a great program.
Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Proposed zoning ordinance introduction. Mr. Moore?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. There are three. The first, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping and site work business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 5.2594 acres, more or less. It was filed on behalf of Jay Beach, and it's in Councilman Deaver's district.
Yes, I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it. That's the only one, or no?
The next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 9.541 acres, more or less. It was filed on behalf of Ernest and Donna DeAngelis, and it is in Ms. Deaver's district.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Deaver introduced it.
And the last one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 31,200 square feet, more or less. And it's also on behalf of John R. and Susan Eisenbray, and it's in Ms. Deaver's district.
Three for three, huh? I introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it. That's
and
awesome.
And that was it.
Okay. Council member comments. Anybody from council got any comments this week?
Oh, you want to? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're right there, yeah.
Oh, a question. It's kind of a basic one. I should know better. When you refer to the map in the comprehensive land use plan, that it says this and it says that, and it says the other, yet here are some applications to change portions of that with ordinances. Now, does that map in the land use plan change, or is it this basic map that it started with? That's the first question.
Once say you vote on an ordinance is mm-hmm. changed, mm-hmm. Mr. Lank makes a notation on the map and shows on the map.
Where could, so you have to come in here to?
I am not sure where it is all changed. I know traditionally he would mark it on his map. I am sure that it's updated elsewhere too. I just can't answer that question.
Right, where. I know. It's just it's kind of illusion. I mean, I don't know, just kind of, I don't quite get where that particular map is. It's not in the land use plan because that doesn't have the changes, doesn't have the updates.
Right, so there's a couple of things at play I can add to Mr. Moore's comments. Mr. Lank does make notations on his master zoning maps, which are contained within the Planning and Zoning Department. If anyone wants to review those, yes, they at this date, they have to come in and review those in person. As you may know, there is an effort underway currently to put all of our P&Z maps, which would include the maps we're referencing, online. And in fact, the first stage of that has been completed by the vendor, and we are now at the second stage, which is the drawing and review of the maps.
So when we refer to the land use map, the map in the land use plan, that we're talking about that current map that would be online. Is that right?
It is.
Where do you draw the line?
The map that the master map would be in Mr. Lank's office. That's
right.
what we would encourage anyone that has a question to come and ask the question to review the maps with him.
But it'll be updated as we have hearings and pass this and pass that.
It is updated on paper and within the corresponding ordinance in our code every time we have a hearing. So it's updated in that method. Visually, to illustrate these changes, we're under the process of drawing these maps and putting them online.
That's
and,
great.
It is my hope that I hope this spring, this spring, but by the summertime, all of that information is online and anyone can view it by our website.
I've had questions about that. Thank you very much.
Anything else, Mrs. Deaver? Well, some council, any comments?
Mr. President, yes, if I may, sir. I had the opportunity yesterday to attend the Delaware Poultry Industry Luncheon, Lunch and Learn up in Dover. And I was originally scheduled for last Monday. And I also want to thank the council and the general public with my father's passing. It's been a challenging time, and I just want to publicly thank everybody for that as well. But I will tell you, it was a wonderful opportunity to visit and meet with the poultry industry yesterday and just realize how significant and how hugely impactful it is for our economy and for our local Sussex County. And as a matter of fact, we had some good conversations about how we can continue to expand that operation here in Sussex County and looked at ways to doing that. So I look forward to continued conversation about how we can do that. And so I just appreciate that opportunity. So thank you. And I'll publicly wish my wife a happy birthday today,
there
even though
go.
She's not here.
Don't forget
but
that.
But I'll do it publicly.
Anything else from council? Okay, we got about 5 minutes. Entertaining motion to have a 5-minute recess?
Yes.
Got it. Motion,
second.
Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
We have the motion carried. We'll recess for about 4.5 minutes.